Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, if we change ourselves, we could change the world. These are challenging times. The world seems unhinged. Wars have broken out around the globe, with rumors of even more conflicts to come. There is a very real specter of famine, especially in those in areas like Gaza, that are embroiled in fighting. Here at home, civil unrest continues to be in the headlines, with looting and violence encompassing many of our cities. We continue to be haunted by pestilence as new reports of yet another pandemic seems to be headed our way. President Lincoln, living through a similar time, put our quandary this way. "I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right, but it is my constant anxiety and prayer that this nation should be on the Lord's side." As the president implies, it's easy to fall into despair, feeling that nothing is right, a sense of hopelessness gripping America. Once the home of eternal optimists, it's now impossible to avoid the enveloping pessimism. Ask the average American what the greatest country on earth is, and the United States is no longer their answer. But it doesn't have to be like this. If we accept the proposition that we can change, then it may follow that we can change our society. Oh, it will take effort, and it will take time to come. But we too often underestimate our power and influence. Millions of us are out there, people who see the world just as we do, and are eager to change direction. Here are three steps that we can take to begin a life anew. These steps come from an ancient and holy tradition that we'd all do well to consider. Step 1, fasting. Now, the easiest step to implement is fasting. At its essence, fasting is simply giving up on something, something as simple as a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. The concept is that you're denying the partaking of some simple pleasure. Fasting does not have to be as elaborate as our Lord's 40 days, and we can simply avoid something that has become a habit. Traditionally, we found that Fridays are a good day to fast, and that would be a fantastic step in this direction. Imagine if we ate a simple meal at home instead of those Friday feasts. We'd save a lot of money and a lot of calories. But collectively, the food consumed on Friday would decline dramatically for the country. It would ease any future shortages and even reduce our skyrocketing grocery bills. Now, fasting doesn't have to be just food. It can be anything, especially those habits we do without thinking. We could fast, quote-unquote, from the smartphone, setting it aside for an hour or two. We could fast from intoxication, avoiding for just a day those things that give us a high. Fasting denies us those less than meaningful actions that we take just because. Well, because we want to. It may have a profound effect on our discipline and character. But imagine what it would do collectively to some of those less than desirable services and industries. Distilleries and dispensaries might feel the pinch. So too the dark side of the internet, tobacco companies, and other areas that we all know we should not partake in. Fasting would change not only our personal lives, but also the nation as a whole. Step 2. Giving alms. The second step in this process of transformation is the giving of alms. In this current environment, it's a noble and generous act that must be exercised with great care and discernment. As we say in the financial world, research before you invest or give. It's an unfortunate commentary on our current state of affairs that some of the charities or causes may be creating more harm than good. Many online services track almost all of the nation's charities and can give a very good picture of how they use their donations. Among the best are CharityNavigator.org or GiveWell.org. A simple internet search will provide some excellent evaluators of the charities you're considering. But money is far from the only way we can give. An hour or two of your time helping at a local social service provider is one of the best ways to give alms. Social services are constantly looking for people to help serve meals, clean buildings, or drive people in need. By offering your time, you may be giving a more generous donation than merely sending a check. And one last word, just because a charity is classified as a not-for-profit under IRS Code Section 501c3, it should in no way indicate to you that its cause is worthwhile. There are several charities, especially those that deal with the pharmaceutical industry or particular areas of racial or environmental regulation, that I don't support. It's not because their finances are skewed. It's because I don't share the same values and objectives that they do. So be very careful, and don't support some charity or cause that goes against your fundamental values. Like fasting, almsgiving can have a tremendous impact on this nation when many of us join in. And the final, step number 3, real personal change. We have a somewhat outdated term for real personal change. We call it repentance. But whichever term you use, the objective here is to recognize that it's time to head in a new direction. We know that there are habits and behaviors that we all participate in that are holding us back from becoming the people we should be. I have a list of things that I do that need to be corrected. It's an unfortunate fact that I often fail. It's then that I need to ask for God's forgiveness. My priest is the best counselor for this process of identifying what needs correcting and suggesting a new direction. It's always best to have an objective third-party help with this process of real personal change. Now, all of this may seem foreign to many readers, but pause to consider for a moment the tremendous impact that a nation of citizens striving to improve would make. To quote Mother Teresa of Calcutta, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." It's the third week of Lent. Easter this year is on March 31st. And that's today's Value Side. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.